In the first reading today, St. Paul tells Timothy that the day is going to come, not only when people are going to have itching ears and turn to whatever they want to hear, but he said they're going to turn from the truth to fables. Now, when we think of fables, we might think of something like Gulliver's Travels, or maybe we can think of something like Lord of the Rings, you know, trilogy, or something like that. That's not what we're dealing with today, though. We're not dealing with fairy tales. We're not dealing with cute stories. We're dealing with the twisting of the truth. We're teaching our children things that are absolutely 100% dead wrong. And we're teaching it as truth. Throughout history, people have taught fables, but they didn't teach them as truth. Nobody really believed that Gulliver went to a place where there were the big enders and the little enders of how they opened up their soft-boiled eggs. It was a cute story that made a point. Teaching children that we don't know what a boy or a girl is, or that there are 73 different genders, or that now in schools they're actually putting litter boxes for the kids that think that they're furries, meaning that they're neither a boy or a girl, they're not even human, they think that they're a cat. So in the boy's bathroom or the girl's bathroom, they're putting litter boxes for these kids that think that they're cats. Give me a break. This is the fable of our day. But it's not just that, it's across the board. It's all the immorality. It's trying to suggest that all kinds of things that are wrong are okay. The prophet Isaiah spoke a woe when people do that, when they say that evil is good and good is evil. But that's exactly where we're at. And because we have a media that controls the minds of the people, people are just lapping it up like everything is perfectly okay. And that's even the way that they want to try and justify it. Everything is okay. Because again, we live in a relativistic society. Another fable. The truth cannot change. And so you can't have one truth and somebody else have another and both of you be right. It is not possible. And we need to be clear about that. I may be colorblind and I might think that something is a certain color and I'm wrong. And I could say, no, what I see is this color. Yeah, that's the color I see. But if it's not the real color that's there, then I have to admit I'm colorblind and I'm wrong. I don't have a different truth. The truth is objective and the truth cannot change. But we live in a subjective society where everybody has their own truth. And your own truth can change. Tomorrow, maybe you'll believe a different truth than what you believe today. And it's somehow or another all okay. And your truth is just the same as my truth. No, it's not. Nor are even opinions. I mean, people have opinions. Anybody can have their own opinion, but their opinion can be wrong. And we can't even suggest that the opinions are equal. I remember Monsignor Schuller telling me, he had a PhD in music, right? So he's at some conference of musicians, and he said he was sitting next to this professor from Oxford University, and some head-banging rock and roller got up with all of his bizarre stuff on, and he makes the point that, look, we're at this conference here, we're all musicians, and everybody's vote is equal. Everyone should have an equal say, one vote for one. And he said, the professor from Oxford turned to me and said, I say, does that young man think his vote is equal to mine? Well, this guy has a PhD in music and this guy plays a guitar. They're all the same, right? Everything's equal. No, it's not. But that's again where we have watered things down. We're living a fable rather than living the truth. And if we were to look at it in the sense of something like Gulliver's Travels that we all know are just stories and they're cute and they make a point, that would be fine. We could all live with that. But that's not what we're being told. We're being told all this is truth. All these things are all equal and they're all good. They are not. And we sound horrible and mean and judgmental because we speak the truth. Yeah, if we speak the truth in a mean and judgmental and harsh way, that's not good. But the truth is still the truth. And things that are not true are still not true. And just because the media tells you that something is true, well, first of all, that's the first clue that it's probably not. But the fact is, just because you hear the same lie enough times doesn't make it true. The Nazis are the ones who presented that. Tell the same lie enough times and people will begin to believe it. And they do. And what a tragedy. And so we have decided to go with the fables. Because we just want to get along. Because everybody can have their own opinion. Everybody can have their own opinion, but not everybody can have their own truth. And if someone's opinion is wrong, it's wrong. And we need to be clear about that. And as I like to point out, people, because the answer is always the same, but they're so sincere. Well, then they're sincerely wrong. They might be nice people, they might be sincere, but they're very confused. And they're wrong. So we're living precisely what St. Paul warned Timothy would one day happen. But we need to be clear about how it's happening. Because it's not just people trading in the truth for a fable the way that we would usually think of a fable. They're trading in the truth for just plain lies. For something which is completely twisted and is not something like a myth that is making up a story in order to make a point, but rather they're making up a story to intentionally manipulate the truth, to manipulate people's minds. And tragically, because we saw it on TV, we believe it. I don't know why we do that, but we do. So like I said, if the media said it, that should be your first clue. It's probably not true. If you saw it on TV, you got to ask yourself, where did that come from? Is it real? Probably not. Some of it is, but a lot of it is not. It's an agenda that's being pushed at you. But a lot of people are buying it. And to the great detriment of their own soul and society as well. So we still have to be very clear. The truth is still the truth, and the truth cannot change. Just because we live in the 21st century doesn't mean the truth has changed, because it can't. And so we have to be very clear. We have to be clear in our own minds first before we can bring clarity into the total confusion in which we live. There are lots of people who don't want the truth because the truth is inconvenient. But isn't that exactly what St. Paul told Timothy? Preach the truth. Preach the gospel in season, out of season, whether it's convenient or inconvenient. People don't want to hear it because they don't want it. Too bad. They're made for the truth. The truth will set them free. But we have to choose that for ourselves first, because the truth will set us free. And we can't think that if we just want to fit in and go along to get along, that somehow now we're free. No, then we become a slave. So choose freedom. Choose the truth. Reject the fables of our society, because evil is suddenly good and good is evil, and it's all backwards. But Jesus is the truth, and the truth cannot and will not ever change.